Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Gosh, this morning I read a brief story of visitors up on the North Shore, apparently for a better view, cut down some trees along the shore. And I was a little bit stunned going, you can't be serious. On the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, Nina Simonovich is with us. A lot of you know her works. In fact, a great writer, and she's written nonfiction. She's written in a lot of magazines you've read. She's written a lot of things for the University of Minnesota Press. And in fact, one that you should have is Nina's North Shore Guide, Big Lake, Big Woods, Big Fun. And she joins us this morning. Nina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I am well. It's a gorgeous morning up outside of Grand Marais.
Okay. It doesn't get any prettier than up there, does it?
No, it doesn't. No. It's a great place to be.
Oh, yeah. Cakewalk Trail and all the good stuff up there. I did want to, what's that? There's a one restaurant. Well, I can't think of the name of it now. I always get a kick out of the name when I walk by. But anyway, I did want to talk to you because this morning, as I was perusing the news, I saw that story about it. Apparently some visitors up on the North Shore decided for a better view, they just cut down the trees in front of them. True or false? Have you heard that?
I have heard that. There's a number of kind of odd behaviors that have already kind of occurred on the shore this year with visitors that are unfortunate.
What kind of things have you heard, Nina?
Well, so I guess there's everything from, you know, when the shore first opened and restaurants were curbside. Some of these things, I think, is everyone evolving and kind of learning how to operate during the pandemic. So first the restaurants opened and everything was curbside, and that, you know, if you can imagine, it's, you know, suddenly everyone's got a pizza box or a bag with all their containers, and places weren't set up. There just flat out wasn't enough trash receptacles. And for whatever reason, people don't think I should take this back to where I'm staying, or I might even have to take it home. They just, you know, tuck it next to a garbage can, and then the wind picks up like it is nice and blustery this morning, and pretty soon it's blowing all over and you've got critters and seagulls and it's a mess. So some of it, I think, is that we're living in a different situation and people are forgetting. But then, and there's been things like that, but then there's been, so I live outside of Grand Marais, and the farther up the North Shore you get, the more stringent I think some of the protocols are. And I think that's for a lot of reasons. I think anywhere in rural Minnesota, rural U.S., we have an older population. We don't have an ICU. We don't have a ventilator. There's summer traffic. There's road construction. We're over 2 hours to the nearest hospital. So we follow, you know, Minnesota Health, CDC, WHO, about what to do. And so some of it is, limited number of people in stores. You need to wait in line. While you're waiting in line, you're supposed to social distance. face masks are required at a lot of places, and there's a lot of rudeness associated with that. People, when someone says either face masks are required or you have to pull that mask up over your nose, you know, a lot of the businesses are reporting that people react really negatively. They feel like they're being told what to do and they don't like it. Grand Marais is moving to really consistent signing, trying to make it very clear. I've been on my Facebook page and my website and newsletters trying to really let people know what's going on up here. So the for me personally, the one that kind of pushed me over the edge is we live a few miles out of Grand Marais, dirt road, and my husband came back early one morning from walking the dog, and some camper emptied their septic off the side of the road.
Woof.
And I find that and we're 2.5 miles from the Grand Marais Municipal Rec Park where you can dump your vehicle for $5. I don't understand that.
No, I don't think any of us do it. And I would encourage people, Onina, to go to your Facebook page because that's where I saw you speaking out on all of this stuff, and also North Shore Visitors site, and they can learn a lot more. But I know we have to run and do the news here in about 30 seconds. But advice for anybody coming up to North Shore, give us your quick summation of what how should we behave and what should we do?
Think before you come. I think anywhere you go this summer, it's going to be different. And I try really hard to keep people up to date, but it changes. So if you are a person who struggles with being flexible and not being able to do everything you wanted on your list, I think you're going to be disappointed. If you're a person who says, you know what, worst case scenario, I'm going to sit on a beach and look at that lake, and I might not get to the state parks, bring a cooler, have a backup food plan, bring some bug spray. It's just different. And everything you want to do, everybody else wants to do, and places are partially closed, so you might not be able to do it.
Yeah, and it's all on her Facebook page, too, by the way, and NorthShoreVisitor.com, too. She's got a great guide up there. That's Nina Simonovich here on WCCO. The news is coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.